so much for joining me back on Let's Be Honest. This is your girl, Rupani. Deeply grateful for each and every one of you guys for joining me on this journey. So I have a fun topic for you guys today. We're just going to be talking about relationships, relationship advice, and everything you can think about relationships. So we'll just go ahead and get started for you guys. I do have two guests with me. Do you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hi,
it's Ina. I'm back.
I missed y'all, so round three.
Hey, it's your girl Cece. How y'all doing? Hope everything is good.
Awesome. How are you guys doing today?
Good, good.
Okay, I'm in the city with my favorite people. Yes.
Awesome. Are you guys ready?
Let's do this.
Yeah, awesome. All right. So our first topic, you guys, we're going to be speaking on so if a guy takes forever to respond, what does it really mean?
I mean, it depends if he has a job or not, but I would say sometimes it could be they're busy, I guess, but other times I don't know, he's testing you to see if you know you're a patient kind, like, because like some people will be like, why are you not texting, you're ignoring me, oh my god, like 2 minutes later.
I absolutely agree with that.
Okay. So it could be yeah.
I don't like that shit.
Sorry, okay. Could be testing you to see, you know, what kind. I don't know.
My current mm-hmm. situation, mm. funny that you should say, we actually yeah. talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, I asked him, like, you dead ass don't do anything, bro. Like, ask me whatever time of day it is, what he's doing. I can tell you yeah. what he's doing because he's always doing the same shit. But when I text him, it takes yeah. a motherfucker like 3 hours to respond. Like, why?
But like, realistically, everybody has their phone in their hands 24/7.
And this, yeah, he's in like the stock market and shit. So he's yep. walking some kind of dream.
He has his phone. So, he's, I don't know.
I thought my message popped up on one of them. Why are you not responding?
He probably moved to the side, like, you know.
He's, we're not like, you know, official, so I can't like pop off on him like this. okay.
Oh my god. But yeah, double. I feel like you guys just need to communicate. I'm like, serious. Let us know what's up. Like, if you don't want to talk, tell us you don't want to talk. Okay. Like, we're
simple as that.
Waiting. Like, why isn't he responding? Like, did I say something? Should I double text? Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, why aren't we talking? And I'm not going to just push it on guys because I do it too sometimes. Oh, yeah. But, like,
no, why am I talking with my text?
Like, guilty, right there. That one is guilty. This one is guilty. 2 days later, she will call you or text you back. Like, what?
See,
why?
My thing is, if I feel like if I took too long to respond to you, I'll actually pick up the phone and call you and be like, hey, like, I'm not intentionally ignoring you. Like, shit is just going on.
I swear, I feel like if you're on your deathbed, don't call this one. That's
Oh, man. That's funny. So, like, reciprocation. I feel like that's just something us as adults should be able to do. Like, if I'm putting in 110%, like, I expect you to do the same. Like,
amen.
I'm
going
to be here breaking my back, like, texting you, planning dates, wanting to see you. Like, if you're not interested,
don't waste our time.
Yeah, like, just say that. Like, there is how many billion people in this world?
I mean...
that's all we just want is reciprocation. I feel like a lot of people don't want to do that because they're scared. They feel like the other person isn't.
Everyone's afraid of catching feelings. So, like, they don't want to put 110% in it. So, yeah. Like, let me just do the bare minimum.
Yeah. I don't know. To be honest, I feel like, you know, most times, like, we might feel the same way. It's just no one wants to speak up first. Because they feel like, you know, if I speak up first, what if I get rejected? Or what if they feel this sound word? Or, you know, it's just, we're waiting for the other person to, I guess, to come forth and express how they feel. And be like, oh, yeah, I feel the same way. Yeah. after. Mm-hmm. But who knows?
Yeah, it sucks because, like, we're in, you know, the day and age where, like, a lot of people really are scared to just speak their feelings. And it sucks because, like, we're expecting the other person to always speak mm-hmm. up first. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to speak up. And they're probably waiting for us to speak up. So, like, it's a waiting game. And then, like, if you don't speak up, we think that you're not interested. So then we start entertaining other people. Like, it's...
And then people get mad and then betrayal and yikes. So.
Yeah. And then the toxic relationships start coming out. Okay. Oh my God.
Yeah. But yeah, that's definitely. And then feelings on like mixed feelings, mixed signals and stuff like that. Like with something I just went through recently is 1 week, he would text me, flirting, heart, good morning, kisses, you know, like, we'd be texting 24/7, like, it's crazy. And uh-huh. then, like, and then, all of a sudden, ghost.
What does that sound like, my life, man?
I can't even talk on this, because I am the ghoster. Oh. Let me just keep my mouth shut.
Nah, it really sucks because then you're just sitting there confused. Like,
honestly, and like, I don't know what it is. Like, the conversation will really be going good. Mm-hmm. And then one day you'll just text me and I'll just be like, I don't want to talk to you right now.
And that turns into weeks, months later.
Yeah. And then at that point, you're like, I don't even know what we're going to talk about at this point.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah.
Like, long time no talk. Who's back? Mine.
Fucking hell. Yeah, that's... It really sucks. But I just feel like confusion and mixed feelings that we're in our 20s, 30s. Like, we're here playing cat and dog. Like, we're chasing each other. Like, if you're not chasing me, I'm not chasing you. And then everybody wants to chase. It's fun. I'm not going to lie. It's really fun.
Yeah.
Like, we need to grow up at some point.
You know what I would like to say back to? Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. picking up the phone and calling someone.
Yeah.
Like, texting, like, you can't read people's faces when they're texting. Like, you can't read their tone of voice. So I feel like y'all really aren't getting to know each other that well, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So, like...
I know.
And plus, when you pick up the phone and talk to someone, like, it actually forces you guys to, like, have a conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, keep the conversation going. Keep texting. Y'all can just stop texting and be like, text the next morning, like,
it comes through,
you know?
Yeah.
I was sleeping.
He's dead by then.
I was sleeping when you were not. Mm-hmm. You lying ass. Who sleeps for 13 hours? Exactly. You know you lying.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, so, Sissy, how do you get over your ex?
Oh, don't even do that. You know. Stop it. Look at her shrugging her shoulders.
I can't hear.
Wait, what happened to your audio, sis?
Girl, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, my bad.
You're good.
All right, so how do I get over my ex? I don't know. I would say, like, back in the days, I would be listening to, you know, some Keisha Cole.
Oh, Keisha.
Yeah,
yes, girl.
I'll be listening. Oh my God, I'll be sitting in my room listening to some Keisha Cole, listening to some, you know, what is it called? Who else is there? Who's a breakup lady? Breakup song.
Some Neo. So sick of love songs.
There you go. So I listen to those for like about a week, and I'll cry my eye out, and I'll be like, you know, what did I do? Why I've been so good to you, and all this stuff. But then a week or two later, I'm just like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm gone.
Okay. Yeah. So. Yeah, like, do you keep any of their stuff? Like pictures, like gifts, clothing, like anything that reminds you of them? Because, like, with me, I'm a hoarder. Like,
I would say if it costs $200, hell yeah, I'm gonna keep it. So I've kept some stuff. It's not because, you know, to remind me of them, but because I liked it. Mm-hmm. Just because I know I'm over it. So I'm just like, you know what? I like this thing, I'm gonna keep it. Not because for him or to remind me of what we had.
How about pictures?
I think I have some on my phone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I delete that, they come back, so I know. It's not me. Every time I switch a phone, it comes back. Every time I delete it, I get a new phone, it keeps coming back. So don't want to leave. So, I don't know.
Oh my God. Have you ever taken any of your exes back?
Nah.
No.
Nope.
No. Nope. Bye. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
We don't want the energy.
No. No, I have not.
I have, like, in high school, back when we were young and foolish, like, it was back to back to back, getting back to back.
I remember those days.
College too, girl. Like, those exes. But, so, do you think people should just break up once they feel like a connection is in there instead of cheating?
I would say, yeah, if you feel like, you know, because not people don't lose connection at the same time. Mm-hmm. Someone is still connected and then the other is disconnected, but the thing is, like, no communication. Mm-hmm. So I feel like, you know, if you feel like there's no more connection or you're not feeling it or whatnot, just tell the other person and be like, hey, this is what I'm going through and this is how I feel. Like, I'm sorry, but that's it. I'm moving on to the next person. It's better that than cheating.
Honestly, cheating is a lot of work, yo. Mm-hmm.
Like, you get tired. It's like, stressful.
Man. Wake up to go to bed, bro. You're wasting all this energy hiding this person.
Hiding.
You got tired?
Sweating every time your phone rings or like a text message comes in. It's just like,
you know, like the mini heart attacks you have throughout the day. Like,
yeah, you can't live in peace.
No, I guess some people, you know, get off of that. So I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a thrill.
Once you cheat, you feel like there's always going to be cheating.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's always gonna be, especially if there's no communication, there's no trust. Yep.
How about like being in multiple relationships?
As in open like relationship?
Something like that. Maybe like something like that, or like you're hiding 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
She caught up to 7.
Girl, that's a lot of energy to waste. Damn. That is a lot.
Multiple personalities. Because ain't no way.
For real, man. Ooh, you gotta be freaky for this one. You gotta be sweet for this one. You gotta be, you know, that's too much. Damn.
Yeah, how about like females wanting to change men?
I don't think you can change men.
Mm-mm,
men has to, impossible. Yeah. Nope, you can't change them. They have to change for themselves. Yes. Like they say, you know,
when he wants to change, that's
exactly. If he wants you, he would change. If he doesn't want you, you can move earth. He's not gonna change.
Like the story I was telling you with my ex, how I bent over backwards trying to like have him like do things with me, take trips, do shit with me, like everything. But then as soon as we break up, he gets with the next girl. Next thing, he's posting all over Snapchat and Facebook, them taking trips, them doing everything. And I was like, what the fuck?
Where was this energy?
Oh, I was like, seriously, bro, you didn't want to do that with me? Like, okay, you should have just said so, man.
Nope. There's no changing men. There's not even just men. There's no changing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they don't want to do it, they don't want to do it. But
it's you can't change anyone because everybody thinks for themselves. So like, well, most people, but like, you can't
force anybody to do anything, because then it's just going to make the relationship toxic. Yep. Next topic, how do you notice a toxic relationship?
Listen. You want to take this one?
Just because I've seen them in action. It's been like, y'all can't even talk to each other civilly in front of company.
Yep.
Man. So, I remember I used to work at the airport, and like this couple walked in, like, you can hear them arguing from the gate, yo. Until they walked down to my restaurant, yo, they still arguing.
But then at the end of the day, they're gonna like cuddle up.
They still go home together. Okay. Yeah.
I don't know. No,
the sex must be amazing. That's the only thing I can think of to be together still.
Somebody once told me that females get a thrill off of toxic relationships, so that we
that shit is exhausting.
Some men would treat us like shit, and we'd be like, okay, awesome.
I like this one. I like
you go run. That's the problem. Like, I don't get it. We'll say fuck him, blah blah blah. We're done. As soon as he texts us, hey, where you at?
I'm coming.
Where you at? Are you trying to link up? Oh my god. why?
I guess this is exciting. Nobody wants a boring relationship.
True
facts. Nobody wants it. But to be honest, I feel like the way to notice a toxic relationship is you cannot coexist. I mean, I don't know. Especially if it's really toxic, even saying hi will trigger an argument.
Mm-hmm. I just said hi.
Exactly. So it's just it's just their energy just.
Yeah, y'all can't just be in the same room together. So you just
exactly.
No, that one show, the movie, Why Did I Get Married? That loud woman. Oof. What was her name? Oh, man.
I don't remember her name, but Angela? Angela. There you go.
Is it?
No, it's Angela. It was Angela. Angela's the loud one.
The one that's always yelling at her husband?
Yep, that's Angela.
Why does Angela not sound right?
No, it's Angela.
Angie?
Is it? No. It's, hold on. No, it's Angela.
Somebody look this up, bro. Angela don't sound right.
Hold on, give me a second. Let me look it up.
All right, go to your phone.
All right, let's see. I'm sure it's Angela, because I know I really like the what's her name? Sheila. Oh, I like Sheila.
The sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. Oh. All right, let's see. Why did I get married? Get married characters. Yeah, Angela. So there's Angela, there's Patricia. Patricia is Jenna Jackson. And then there's Diane. And then there's Sheila.
Angela.
Angela.
Yeah, it's Angela.
Somebody tried to scream Angela.
It was Angela and what's his name? The fuck? What's her man's name? Marcus.
Marcus. Oh,
okay. Yes. All right,
listen, anyone with the name Marcus after that movie came out, you're screwed, bro. And you're done.
Oh my god, yeah, their relationship.
I see your name from here on out. My god!
That's them.
Ooh. Oh, Angela and Marcus. That's a toxic ass relationship right there.
Takes the
clown, right? And they take each other back. They always take each other back.
Oh, they love it. They're going to make love after. Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, control issues.
Control issues.
Let's see. Have I been through a controlling relationship? I haven't.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like, yeah, I don't know if I could say much about it because I haven't. I haven't had anybody control me.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Even my parents' relationship, theirs wasn't really a controlling relationship, so I can't really speak on that one either.
like,
Do you have something, Cece?
I do. I feel like, you know, with controlling, it doesn't have to be anything major. It's not, it doesn't have to be like, hey, you can't wear that. Why, you know, where are you going? Tell me this. It doesn't even have to be that. Mm-hmm. It can be for certain, for example, my example, I would say, mm-hmm. It could be now, you know, how y'all, how I made this whole, what is it called? New Year's resolution, if you, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I want to visit, I want to go out of state or get me time for every month. Mm-hmm. I realize with my baby daddy, every time when I'm here in state, in my house, working, doing, you know, mom shit, mm-hmm. he doesn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Like, he doesn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. But the moment I step out, or the moment, you know, I decided, oh, yeah, you know what, I'm going to go to this place, I'm going to visit this spot, mm-hmm. that's when he's like, hey, how you doing, you know, and all this, like, he wants all of a sudden, you know, bring up all these feelings just for him to let me know. I mean, I guess for him to be like, don't forget me. Ew. If that makes any sense. Yeah. like for, I don't know. Like, for him to be like, you know what? I want you to think of me. I want you to be on, I want me to be in your mind wherever you go. To me, I feel like that's a little bit controlling.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Yeah. You need to let your CC wings fly.
Okay. Amen. Amen.
That way I put my phone on silent. Mm.
Sorry, my
but yeah, right, that's it. But yeah, I said something like that is actually like, I don't even know if he knows that is controlling, but to me, I feel like I find that controlling now, because after every time I step out of the state, I'm getting that, like, I'm getting that kind of vibe. So I'm just like, yeah, there is definitely something there.
Mm-hmm. That makes
and
sense.
I did, so I did bring up, you know, I did bring up, I'm just like, why do you always do that? Like, every time I step out of the state or whatever, all of a sudden, you know, you care, or you check up on me and ask me how my trip is going, or, you know, stuff like that. But when I'm at home where I need your help, you don't do nothing.
No, he's all,
right? So his answer was like, what did he say? He's all like, oh, it's just, he feels like, you know, when we're in person, he feels like he can't talk. Oh, he can't, like, tell me his feelings. I'm just like, so why are you telling me your feelings on my vacation? Like.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, girl.
Questions that need answers.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, that's my, you know, that's my input on controlling.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are in controlling relationships right now, but, like, I can't speak for them, obviously. But yeah, controlling is one of a big issue in relationships as well. So, mm-hmm. How about making time for someone? Like, we've had those people like, I don't have time. Hey, do you want to hang out Friday night? No, I don't got time. Or do you want to do this? I don't got time. Like, bro, everybody has time. Like, it's, you know, whoever you feel like it's important. Like, everybody has time. Like, I make time to go eat.
Exactly.
I make time to go use the bathroom. I make time to go meet. So, like, whatever's important to you, you'll make time for. So obviously, if I'm not important to you, like, you won't make time for me. Like, it's a BS excuse.
Preach.
That's how I feel.
Preach.
Especially during now. Like, bro, you're sitting on your couch.
I ain't gonna lie. Sometimes I'd be like, you know, you want to go out? I'd rather spend time on my couch.
Yeah,
I'm just like that. I don't want to spend. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah, I do that too. I'm on my couch right now.
But yeah, like you said, you make time for whoever you want to make time for.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, so I'm being comfortable in your own body / during sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like some of us, I mean, I've struggled with body issues as well, or being comfortable, like being naked in front of somebody else, opposite sex, some sex, or it doesn't matter. What are some things that you wish you knew?
They really don't care what you look like.
Amen to that.
Underneath your clothes.
They don't care.
That is true.
Those stretch marks, those rolls that you're concerned about.
girl, forget about it. There you go. I wish somebody would have taught me that.
That is true.
Dressing on this treadmill and he's
Man, we're here stressing. Like these scars, these wrinkles, these stretch marks,
this pouch. This freaking pouch.
No, man. They just like come here, shawty. Like they don't care.
And to be honest, like I don't think about it either. Like before, like you'll think about it. Like you'll look at yourself like, damn, you know, I wish I didn't have this. I wish I didn't have that. But like in the heat of the moment, I don't mind thinking about that.
And like, not gonna cap, like 90% of them, they turn off the lights anyways.
Nah, I keep lights on. Don't do me.
No, but they play with TV on or like some like dim, you know, sexual lights or like something to get the mood going.
I see that.
Right.
Oh my god.
It's hard. I mean, I don't know.
I hope it's never this attempting. We are fucked.
Nah,
Chachi
will hear this.
Send it to her directly. Directly to her.
So how do you guys move on after being cheated on? Well, how do you guys like confront the person? Because then I know with me, the first time ever I got cheated on, you guys want to hear the story?
Please
do. Please do that.
So like it was back in college and like what's it called? He made the mistake. So that's how me and that girl both found out. Like he commented on her picture and like he said something cute commenting on her picture and he tagged my name instead of hers.
Oh, what an idiot. He wanted to get caught.
I got the notification, obviously. So I peeped it. So I was like, and it was a white girl. So like, yeah. And then she commented, who the fuck is Harry? I was like, let me comment.
I know. I was like, you better have commented, bitch.
Yeah, I commented too, man. So like I was like, so we were going back and forth and like homie deleted the messages.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so that was like how I found out. But like other than that,
What did you do? Like did you just stop talking to him or?
Bro, we reconciled like a while later, but like yeah, I was pissed because I didn't know how to react. That was my first time getting cheated on. So I was like like what do I do?
Damn.
Yeah, how about you guys?
Hold on a sec.
I can't really speak on this.
No,
because the relationship that I've been in, I'm the one who broke them up because like I was just like, I'm not feeling this anymore.
Yeah.
But that's me just being honest up front, you know. I don't want it to get to the point where I feel like I have to cheat on you. I just gotta say, yeah, I'm not feeling this anymore.
Yeah.
Hold on, my video went off, but anyways,
okay, good. I sent you an
yeah
so.
Okay, thanks. But anyways, like mine, it is hard to be honest. Like all of a sudden you look at everybody, it's just you look at them all the same, as in, you know, when is he gonna do it or what is his reason of going to cheat on me? Or it's just, it's hard to be honest.
Like, yeah,
I mean, sometimes I think about, I'm just like, oh, the next person I talk to, you'll be like, oh yeah, are they cheating on me with, you know, not cheating on me. Are they cheating on whoever, somebody they're with me? Like that keeps popping up in my mind. And then like nowadays you'd be like, you ask somebody, are you single or are you?
Listen,
like, are you single? Yeah.
Single? It's
the rod. Like, girl, we need to speak on this.
Okay. Yeah.
What's her name? Merriam-Webster? I need her to write, I need her to write like an exact definition of single. What does it mean? Like, I do think she needs to go back and rewrite that.
Okay. Yeah. Like, are you single or are you single?
Single, talking to your baby mama single, talking to your daddy single, talking to three people single.
Like, does anyone claim you single? You gotta ask. Are you claimed by anyone?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Man. Okay. Cause nowadays people are just like, yeah, I'm single, but you're living with the whole woman. Or you're living the with
the mother of your children.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell. But yeah, so going with your gut feeling in a relationship, do you guys feel like that's always right? Like, if you feel like, man, I feel like my man's out cheating right now, should I call him? Do you guys go with your gut feeling and call him, or just be like, you know, just be like, no, I bet it's nothing.
Go with the gut feeling.
Yeah.
It's always right. The gut feeling is always right. I'm telling you.
Because why would that thought come into your head?
Exactly. Like, I mean, for example, if it's happened once and then the gut feeling was right, then that means the second time it's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to be like, you know, you cheating, you this, like, you know, be a grown up and confront him or her. Like, in a grown up manner, be like, hey, I'm feeling this. Like, can we talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully they're honest with you. If not, then detective mode.
Hey, Nancy Drew. Hey,
Yeah, but I feel like we already spoke on this. Like, my next topic was feeling your emotions. Mm-hmm. So, like, being able to openly speak with your partner about how you feel. Like, because, like, I feel like a lot of us have that bottled up inside of us to the point where, like, towards the end where, like, we're about to break up, or if somebody cheated, that's when everybody wants to be like, you know what, I hated you from the beginning anyway. Like, you're just pissed. Like, you're just like yelling everything that you had bottled up for months or years or any, like,
yeah.
I just feel like throughout the day or throughout the weeks or whatever you feel, just really be comfortable to speak with your partner, you know.
Yeah, I mean, also it would be helpful if that partner will actually put in their 2 cents, because you don't want to be saying your feelings and whatever, and all they'll be like, okay, all right, I understand, and not saying their 2 cents. Because if one person is feeling something in the relationship, of course the other person is feeling something too. So it would be nice if you know.
You've actually described my parents' relationship to a fucking T, yo.
Yeah.
My mom is the talker in the relationship, and my dad just kind of agrees with
me. I see that.
And it's annoying because, like, some of the things that she'll be talking to him about, like, it requires his input. Like, you gotta say something, but he'll just be like, okay.
Yeah.
And that's it. How about, would you be okay? Like... Do you like it? Do you not like it? Like,
say so.
That's the worst. That's
like something they struggled with. Communication. Yeah, that's definitely. Actually put in their input.
Yeah, that's why many people don't even want to talk about their feelings. Because if the other person doesn't put in their input, or doesn't say if they agree or disagree, it makes it hard for whoever wants to bring forth their feelings. Makes it hard for them to actually do it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, excuse me.
100%, babe. So the next one is, of all the people that you've dated or have encountered with, they all came as lessons, right, to you? Either good or bad? Because I feel like I've had a handful of people that just came as lessons, and they were hard lessons to me. Like, people that definitely used me in the past. And I definitely didn't see it coming, but karma was like, I'm gonna teach you again. So she brought another person that did the exact same shit. And I was like, know this person loves me. What are you talking about? Karma. Karma brought me another person that did me dirty again.
Karma said, have you learned your lesson yet?
Nope. All
right, next person. Yeah. This bitch don't learn.
So I just feel like all of the men I've had encounters with, they were all the same. Like, all the same mentality. Like, I don't want to, like, say they were all the same, but, like, the way they treated me was...
The same.
But,
that's sad.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I was like, bro. But, like, those were my lessons from, like, relationships and stuff.
Gotcha. I mean, like they say, anybody, not just anyone that you come in today or whatever, anybody that's in your life is either bad or good. They're always a lesson, experience, or I don't know, what other word is there for it?
Yeah. I mean, they all come to teach you good or bad.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Situationship, that really came up in our generation out of nowhere. Like, I've experienced it where you just, you know, we're with a person, no feelings, but y'all are, you know, y'all
in a situation
and doing it every day. Y'all are doing it, but then you're just like, all right, sometime next week. Oh, like y'all are doing everything, but like, deep down, you know, because, like, you know, if you sleep with somebody more than 3 times, you're going to catch feelings. So, like, you know, it happens.
That's a thing.
It's not a rule, but, like, it really happens.
It's like a 3-strike shout-out.
You really, it, more than 3 times, 3 or more, you're going to catch feelings. Like, it's happened. Yeah. Either you're going to catch feelings or he's going to catch feelings, but none of you will speak on
that. What's that one song that says, if I fuck one time, what was it?
J. Cole.
Nah, it's not J. Cole. It's that white guy.
Oh, G-Eazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was shook at me, but it really does happen. Like, people really do catch, especially because when you're having sex, you're exchanging energy. So, and that's powerful, B. Because once you exchange it with somebody, you're like, hold on, I'm gonna hold on to you. Like, okay.
Because y'all done went through all of that, like, talking stage, like, figuring each other out. Not y'all know each other. Like, listen, we stuck together.
Mm-hmm. And, like, our generation doesn't want that. We want to have somebody to talk to, somebody to, like, have sex with on the daily. But feelings, get that away from me.
What is that? Ew.
Yeah, we don't want that. That's, like, the whole thing about situationships right now. Like, it's a struggle because a lot of us, we're out here suffering because we really do have feelings. And, like, but it's hard to speak to the other person.
Apparently, like, showing your emotion is seen as weak now. And I'm like, when did that happen?
Yeah, like, I actually love you, man. Like, are you serious?
No, because I like you. I don't know
who started this. Like, I want to talk. I want to talk to whoever started it. Like, why? But and nobody want to be seen who is weak, anyway. So,
a simp. Damn.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, the rest of the topics that I had was how, like, our generation tends to blame everything around them. Mm-hmm. On our, like, actions. So, like, for example, rap music will be like, you know, you need to, you know, have a fat ass, or you need to, like, have a toxic relationship in order to be successful, or you need to, you know, have multiple boyfriends or girlfriends, or you can't, like, they're not praising a whole, like love. They're not celebrating that. So we're just like, oh, you know, if those people are doing it, I'm fine. I'm gonna do it too. I'm gonna, you know, get a fat ass. Maybe he'll look at me, or like, I'm gonna do this. Maybe I'll, you know, I'll give him head. Maybe he'll like me more. Or like, if he wants a threesome, maybe I'll bring somebody. Maybe he'll like me more. So, like, we're just following trends. Like, we're not thinking for ourselves. So,
amen to that.
Yeah, it's pretty sad.
So, like, do you guys have any advice on people that are scared to open up to other people right now? Because I know, especially with, like, the pandemic right now, we're not doing a lot of, like, in-person meetings. A lot of people are meeting each other online. And some people will be scared. Like, for example, I spoke to some people that were just like, man, it's so much easier to talk to people online or meet them online, because I don't know how they would react to me or if they would like me in person. So do you guys have anything to say about that?
I mean, if I had any, I would be telling myself that advice. So
yeah.
But I don't know, I guess just honestly, I don't know, I can't comment on that, because like I said,
yeah,
if I could,
tough, yeah,
yeah, because if I could, I would take the advice myself.
Yeah, I know it's really hard to tell somebody to just be yourself, because that's scary, because you never know if that person's gonna like you for who you are. So
amen to that.
Just feel like, hey, you know, message someone like, hey, what's up? I like to do this. I like to do that, and the next thing, the person's gonna block you. You're weird, bro. Yeah, so a lot of people would just come, you know, introduce themselves under a shield, like under a mask, basically.
Yeah,
like, oh, okay, all right, I guess, you know, we've been talking for 2 months, I can finally tell them who I am.
Okay. That is true. I mean, to be honest, I would say ask questions. Oh, I would say, you know, ask questions. Don't just come up like, oh yeah, my name is this, I like this, I like that, I don't like this, like. Ask questions at first, like, be like, hey, you know, like, be play, start simple. What do you like to eat? Where do you like to go? And just stuff like that. And if the first question that you put out there and they're not giving you, I guess they're not putting in, you know, enough effort in it, that will give you a sign to be like, yeah, I don't want to express myself to this person. So, something like that.
Yeah, definitely. What do you guys think about people that are dating a boyfriend and a girlfriend? Because do you guys think that
y'all must dating be selfish, bro? Like, why don't you go ahead and start off? Like, why? So not only are you jumping in this pool and this pool, like,
yeah, some people have that right now. Because right now, I feel like we're at a point where we're dating to, like, we're selecting people who we want to, like, settle down with, you know? But, like, if you're dating a boy and a girl, like...
No, I feel like one of it is just for fun. Mm-hmm. And then the one is, like, maybe you're looking for, like, you're
looking for something.
One, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, because I've never been in this situation, but, like, if you're in that situation, like, are you looking for, like, a forever person in both
scenarios,
or like, it's one of them just for fun and the other one is like
what if they're like, you know, I'm juggling to see if I want to settle down with a woman or if I want to settle
there
down,
you go, yeah, like that could be it too.
But
yeah,
then like, what if you fall in love with the man or you fall in love with the woman and the guy falls in love with you, and then
like, then that's a situation. I mean, then y'all be open to an open relationship. I know. Then people be doing that shit.
Listen, so, Utah, look at me. Come on over.
Oh, man.
Yeah, oh, it's tough. Yeah, but how do you guys deal, going back to the exes situation, how do you guys deal with your exes popping in and out of your lives?
I'm actually cool with my exes.
I ain't gonna lie. I just saw mine last weekend. I didn't want to beat his ass, so
yeah.
That means I guess we're okay. So
me too, honestly. Like, I don't have any beef with any of my exes. It's a blessing.
Really, yeah, man. Having an ex you hate.
Yeah,
that sounds exhausting, because like, every time you
fight
them,
yeah,
and then for what though? Like, you already moved on, why do you still want to fight them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, you wasted a lot of my time, maybe,
yeah. And now you're wasting a lot of your energy and your time thinking about hating this person.
Yeah,
so no bad advice for me.
So change the topic. What do you guys think about sending nudes?
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
I don't like it. And I also don't like when I just barely started talking to you and like you're already mm-hmm. asking for that. Like,
yeah, no, that's a like,
nudes should be like restricted to like someone that you've been in a relationship for a long time. Like you see a future with that person.
Yeah.
Then if you ask me for nudes, maybe I'll send them. But like, people that you just started talking to, they start asking you for pictures. Like, first of all, respect yourself. What?
I don't know. Girl, that's what Google is for. I just go Google some nudes on.
Exactly. You need nudes, I'd rather
go find someone.
For real? No. You say, you asked me to send a picture. Yeah? You have no idea how many times somebody asked me to send me a picture. I was like, okay, go to Google and go find some, you know, go find something on there and send it to them. That's it. End of conversation.
And honestly, when you ask me for pictures like that, like, my interest in you dies a little bit.
Same. That's true. That is true.
I don't like you as much as I did before.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, those guys that introduce themselves with a dick pic. Like, hey, mommy, do you like what you see?
Like, come on, man.
Why? Like, seriously, why, though? I don't understand. Why? What do we get from that? I don't... Like, am I supposed to, the moment I see that, I just start squirting or what? Like, I don't get it.
But yeah, people still do that. It's sad that you can't just DM me saying, hey, how are you doing? My name's this. I'd like to get to know you. Just slide the dick pic. Like,
get it over with.
Yeah, like, didn't ask for permission. Nothing.
Right? Not even that. Like, I had a situation not too long ago on Snapchat. I posted a picture with my daughter, and this dude out of nowhere on Snapchat. I don't even know how. I think he just automatically got added on my Snapchat because I've never seen his name before.
Mm-hmm.
He goes and he commented, "Sexy." Mm-mm. I was like, "Who?" I'm just like, "Who? My daughter?" He's like, no, you. I was like, okay, thanks. Out of nowhere, sends me a video of him jacking off. I'm just like, bro.
Ew.
Like, I'm like, why?
That motherfucker. Is that you? Though.
I'm telling you, like, that. Yeah, you want this? I'm just like, no, I don't. Like, why would I want that? I already had that. That's the reason why she existed. I already had that. So why would I want that? But it's stupid.
Yeah, it really is. What do you guys have to say about chasing men and some women that don't know their worth?
It's sad.
Because we really went through it. I'm not going to lie. I went through it.
It's sad. Like, it's sad and it's heartbreaking. Because especially if you went through it and then you see somebody else go through it, you'll be like, man, sis, don't do it. But sometimes you got to let that person learn their lessons by experience. Yeah. Yeah, by experiencing. So you can be like, don't do it. And then they'll think, you know, you're trying to stop them from their blessing. So.
I mean, you know, the egg never got up and chased the sperm.
Amen to that. So why we do it? Why we doing it?
Say it again.
Catch it. In the back, especially. I chase guys for like 2+ years and it's sad.
2 years?
Yeah, B, like, I thought this boy liked me.
Sis, 2 years? Try 7 years.
Seven? Girl. Like,
you chased the nigga for 7 years?
Jeez. I made babies with him.
And guys, they suck because they send out mixed fucking signals. So like, yep. You think they like you, but they mm-hmm. don't be like.
Yep, I'm telling you, that's the worst part. I feel like, you know, it would be much easier for me personally. It would be much easier for you to tell me that I don't care for you, and I'm here for this and this and this.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're coming at me, like if you're giving me the sign to be like, yeah, I care for you, I love you, but you know, the moment I turn my back, you're already doing something else.
Yeah.
That God knows what. So I don't know.
Damn. It really sucks because you be doing
everything, moving mountains, carrying the world, doing everything, and they won't see it.
And then, yeah, and then when you point that out, nope, you bitches are crazy, y'all complicated, you want too much, you want air.
But then when you walk away a year later, that's when they'll realize.
That's when they want to be in your life. Uh-huh. Hey, mama, how you doing? Are you still single?
Are you still single? No business.
Oh, my God. Well, we're almost coming to a close, guys. How do you get the confidence to say no?
That's the hardest thing for me.
No.
I feel like that's my hardest thing, though, saying no.
Yeah,
because like for me, I take other people's feelings personally, or I feel like, you know, like I'm not interested, but I feel like if I say no, I'm gonna hurt their feelings, or I'm gonna drive them to do, because there's some crazy people out there, you say no and then they want to go jump off a bridge. Mm-hmm. So, okay, like,
that, you know what? That's kind of true, though. Why my friend over here? Like, I care about people's feelings too. Like, I always try to like say I try to say it in a way that won't hurt their feelings. But then there's those motherfuckers that just don't know how to take no for an answer,
right? So they be like, yeah, we'll come back.
My situation,
right? And then you come back and be like, okay, we'll try again tomorrow. Tomorrow comes, same thing.
No. It's hard, like, yeah, saying no was the hardest thing for me to overcome as well. Like, it was the mm-hmm. hardest thing. Be like, if you're a yes person, switching over to a no's, it sucks. It really sucks bad. Well, I had to learn that, especially with guys too, as women, saying no just because you like somebody is knowing your worth as well. Like, mm-hmm. Stand up for yourself at all times. Like, things like that or other things, mm-hmm. it's not worth it.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I mean, there are times, I don't know. For some reason, there are times like, I mean, the person is not a bad person, but you're just not interested in that person. So, you feel like, you know, if you say no, not like, you know, no to sex or no to, like, not that kind of things, but no to, I guess, being in a relationship with them, like, you're blocking your, I guess, your blessings or whatnot.
Yeah.
So, in that situation, what do you do? How do you even say no to that?
Mm-hmm. I mean, it sucks because people really don't like hearing that. Especially when they're like in love with you or in something like that, or when the relationship is one-sided, mm-hmm. they can't take that no, they won't take it. They will fight you every way possible to like try to like convince you to change your mind, basically. Like,
why is that my life right now?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Nah. It's something we have to work through, because I get it, at a time like this, everybody's lonely. Like, a lot of us are lonely. We want somebody. So once you find that one person, you want to hold on to them. And then when they don't want you, it's hard. They don't want to hear it.
It's that one-sided love, baby.
Yeah.
That sounded so
depressing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, one-sided love, the one-sided relationships. It's not worth it, because you're hurting terribly. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Was there anything else you guys wanted to add?
No, sis.
Self before, right? You better treat someone else.
Amen, mm-hmm. to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love yourself before you love anybody else.
Yeah. Find happiness within yourself too, because you're not gonna find it
anywhere else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, definitely appreciate you guys.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having us.
Yay.
Again.
It was nice.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks so much for joining me, you guys. Thanks for listening, guys, as well. As always, check out my Instagram at Let's Be Honest and my shop as well. And I also do take cash on my Cash App, you guys. It's on my link as well. Thank you. Have a good night, you guys. Stay blessed.